Mr. Palmer, how are you, sir?
Fine. How are you, John?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for doing this.
Very good.
Obviously, we're just going to get right into this. Next week, the best players in the world come right to your playground. How's the golf course look?
Well, it's never been better, John. It's in the best condition that I have ever seen it, and that's a lot of years, and we're very pleased.
Obviously, the players like to joke, what has Mr. Palmer done this year? He always likes to tweak the golf course. There's always something going on. Have you done anything to the course this year?
Well, we haven't made any major changes, but we have really concentrated on spiffing up the areas around the sand traps and the fairways and greens, and, of course, the rough. The rough won't be really very long, but it will be very tough. And that's something that we've worked on a lot this year.
Will the greens be as firm as you like them?
Well, we hope so. It happens to be raining right now, but we haven't had much rain. And of course, everything has been working just perfectly for us if we can keep the weather in good condition.
What did it mean to you that Tiger Woods finally got back into the winner's circle last year, there where he's had such an incredible run over the years?
Well, of course, you know, you can't deny Tiger. He's strong. He's a young man that has really established himself as a really great player. And of course, I just think that sometimes people underestimate what a man can do when he's having a little off time. And of course, he's back right with it now, and he's strong. He looks good. And I think his confidence and all the things that are going to continue to make him one of the great players in the world is going to continue.
Do you think the fact that the emergence of Rory McIlroy actually helped Tiger in that some of the expectations may have been off a little bit?
Well, I don't think it hurt him. I think the fact that Rory is a threat all the time will make Tiger play better, and, of course, that will prove interesting as time goes on.
I don't think there's anybody in the game other than you who can speak to the types of expectations that fall on a player once they've had success. The run that you had from 1960 through 1964 is still, to this day, as great as Tiger's been, as great as Phil's been, it's unprecedented in the modern era. Can you explain what it's like to have that bullseye on your back?
Well, Of course, when I had that period and was going good, it was great. It felt good, and my game was good. I had a lot of confidence. It's a wonderful feeling.
When you went to the British Open in 1960 after winning the Masters and the U.S. Open, you really changed the way that Americans viewed that event. At the British Open, of course, you went back and won the next 2 years after that. Did you realize in those moments that some of the things you were doing were literally changing the landscape of the game?
Well, of course, you never know for sure how those things are going to track out. But, you know, my father always said that if you were going to be a great player, you had to play well internationally. And of course, those things stuck with me. And was part of the reason that I continued to want to play well and do well internationally.
And you did play quite a bit internationally, as well as Mr. Nicklaus and Mr. Player as well. Was Gary influential in taking you guys to some of those spots that you played?
Well, of course, I went with Gary to South Africa quite a lot and played there with him and against him, and that was a very enjoyable time for me. I enjoyed the experience of being in Africa playing Gary, and of course for the international game of golf it was great.
Yeah, I mean it really, the catchphrase these days is grow the game, and I don't think there's anybody that's done more to grow the game in the last 50 years than you. Where are we now in terms of that?
Well, of course, I think the game is growing, and we keep looking for things that are to help grow the game, and I think the game is growing, and we will see as the year goes on. You know, in 2012, a lot of people said the game was going back, but it isn't. And I think that we have had a very good up to now 2013, and we're going to see a lot of things happening and a lot of interesting golf.
We obviously have Commissioner Fincham as head of the PGA Tour, Mr. Bishop and Mr. Davis at the PGAs and the USGA. Are you in contact with those folks? Are they seeking out your advice on some of the changes that are being made?
Well, I hope that we can continue to add to and make it interesting for the PGA Tour. And I, of course, think Tim Fincham has done a very good job as commissioner, and I think he will continue to be a major factor in the growth of the game of golf.
We've obviously had the discussion ad nauseum now about the proposed anchoring ban and the PGA Tour coming out against it. Where do you think that's going to play out, Mr. Palmer?
Well, of course, I'm opposed to the anchoring of the putter, as you probably know. And I will do whatever I can to help influence that situation. I don't think that the game of golf really has ever meant for a person to anchor any club in the process of swinging the club, whether it be a putter or any other club. And I think that it's important that we also stick with the rules of the game the way they are. I hope that we aren't getting into a position where we'll have to make rules for individual groups that, such as the PGA or PGA Tour or the USGA. And I'd like to see the rules stay as a one ruling body in the game of golf.
Do you remember the first time you saw somebody anchoring a putter, whether it was to the chest or the belly?
Well, I think, yes, I do, but that isn't the thing that is most impressive to me. The fact that they've taken a little while to consider banning the anchoring of the putter, I think about Sam Snead and putting the croquet way in his days of great golf. And you know, it wasn't long before they banned that style in the game. And of course, that was immediately affected. And it was something that had to be done. And I think the same thing should have been done with the anchoring of the putter. They just waited a little too long, and now it's much more controversial.
Yeah, I mean, is it the fact that Sam Snead was such a high-profile player that it immediately got recognition where maybe the guys who were anchoring in the maybe 80s and 90s, they weren't winning golf tournaments, so it wasn't that big a deal? Is that possibly the case?
Well, it's certainly part of it, and that has something to do with the whole thing. I think that once we get over this, and I'm sure that we will get over it, it'll work itself out, and they'll stick with the rules the way they are.
Is this the biggest controversy you've seen in your career in terms of the equipment and the ruling bodies?
Well, I think you can get into square grooves, and that was quite a controversial situation with the grooves in the clubs and how we're going to treat that, and but it resolved itself and it kept the game together, and I think that was very important.
I wanted to ask you if you consider the work that you did at the very beginning of your career with Mr. McCormick to be the revolution in all of sports that it became when he became your manager and basically formed what turned out to be the largest management group in the world. I don't think you get the credit you deserve for that particular relationship.
Well, you're very nice. But Mark McCormick was a great guy, and he certainly did a lot to revolutionize the game of golf and the business of golf. And I think that will be remembered for a long time. He was a great man in the game, and I don't think we'll ever forget the things that he did.
Well, and I think it extended beyond the game as well. I think it changed the business of sports, quite frankly.
Right.
Mr.
There's
Palmer.
No question about it, and you're right on.
In a few weeks, for the sixth time, you will, or is it the seventh time since 2007? You will hit the first shot at Augusta National. I was fortunate enough to be there that Thursday morning in 2007. Do you still get the same chills that you got that day, because you could see it on your face?
Well, I do, and as someone asked me the other day, did I get nervous when I stepped up to hit the first ball in the Masters after playing for 50 years? And I said, one thing that I said, and I will always say, that if when I step on the first tee and I'm not nervous, I won't step on the first tee.
No, and every year it looks like you want to go down the fairway and play that shot, Mr.
Palmer. Oh, that's fun. And, of course, having Jack and Gary there adds to the interest in for the galleries and everyone concerned.
Your relationship with Mr. Nicklaus in particular seems to have evolved into something very special over the years.
Well, it has, and we are particularly good friends, but we're also competitive, and we compete constantly in the game of golf as well as the other business that we're involved in.
Mr. Palmer, last year I took a trip to Ireland for the first time, and the very first golf course I played in Ireland was Tralee. And I have to say that it was a life-changing experience. What was it like building that golf course?
Well, of course, at the present moment, as a matter of fact, we're making some slight adjustments to Tralee, making it a little more interesting and adding a few little quirks to it to, we think, make it more fun and more enjoyable for all the people that have the opportunity to play it.
You left some structures there. You left some things there that I think bring out the history of the area beautifully. And I think that there's a lot to be said for that.
Well, thank you very much. We're very proud of the golf courses we've built around the world. And certainly Tralee is one of the leaders of those golf courses.
How active are you these days in the building of golf courses?
Well, we are still building courses, and of course we look forward to it. We're doing a lot of remodeling, as you may think, in this day and age. And as the golf course construction business speeds up, and I think it will very soon, we're looking forward to doing some more golf courses around the world.
It's such a great pleasure to get to spend some time with you, Mr. Palmer. We certainly do look forward to next week. What do you look forward to most when your event rolls around?
Well, of course, you know, our field is building every day, and we're looking forward to having a lot of these young players coming back to Bay Hill to enjoy this tournament, and being here in Orlando is fun. We think that this year's tournament is going to be particularly interesting because of the excellent condition of the golf course.
Well, it's always in great shape. To hear you say that it's in the best shape you've ever seen it is saying an awful lot.
Well, it is, and of course we're getting a little rain, which will help us keep that golf course in condition for this year's tournament.
And obviously, it's not too far from an umbrella for you, so we hope you stay dry today, Mr. Palmer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure.